Today is Thursday, June 19th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth, everyone. It's also World Sauntering Day, National Watch Day, National Free BSD Day, and last but not least, there's no food days. There should really be a food. Somebody think of a food for June 19th, quick. It's National Garfield the Cat Day. I suppose it could be National Lasagna Day since Garfield loves lasagna. I don't know. Not much to say about those today. Just they are what they are. I don't have any funny little stories about any of them or anything like that. We do not have any messages, any text messages, but we do have a voicemail. So let's go ahead and play that because maybe that'll give me something to talk about as well.
Hey, Adam, it's Scotty, your Aussie butler, and I'm Hello. So far behind on your little show. I actually think you've only done one or two overseas trips this year, so I'm way behind. But anyway, I'm listening to the episode where you talk about how you worked at Subway and all the frat boys came in.
They did,
and
yeah.
And they all wanted footlongs.
They did.
Honk, honk.
And I slipped.
Saw your video online, maybe.
I slipped.
And then I loved it when you say you slipped on some meat.
I did.
And then hit your head.
Sound kind of sexual, doesn't
You've
it?
You've obviously been taking too many cues from Big Fatty.
It's not.
Okay, so
It was the most stressful experience, guys. It was 2 a.m. I was half asleep. And I'm very intimidated by those type of guys anyway. So those fratty, bro-y kind of, you know, whatever. And I'm there by myself. I mean, the gas station next door, there was someone there working. But I'm in the Subway by myself. And they all, I mean, there's a line out the door. This is how many there. We didn't have room in the Subway to handle all of the guys. And I was making the sandwiches and taking the orders. I dropped some pepperoni on the floor. And then I was running to the microwave or something. And then all of a sudden I slipped on the pepperoni. And I mean, I went back hard, hit my head. I was like, no, I'm okay. They're like, bro, are you all right? You know, and they were laughing and it was horrible. It was so horrible. But it does sound like I just slipped on some meat, daddy. You know, something like that. I mean, I could see, but no, it is totally not. Well, I have a label printer because, you know, I'm going to have this 3D printing business one way or the other. I'm either going to sell ducks or I'm going to sell art or I'm going to sell something. And so I have to be honest, I just stepped away because Mark came home. I was telling him that, and of course I ran up the stairs. But I was telling him that if I ever miss him and just want him to be home right then, I should just start recording. Because yesterday, I started recording about 10 to 5 or something like that, 4:50. And yesterday, he didn't get home until, I don't know, 5:30, 5:45, something like that. And I start recording at 10 minutes till 5 o'clock and he shows up at 5, you know. And the math is not going to work out. I didn't start exactly 10 to 5. It was like, I don't know, 4 minutes until 5 o'clock or something. But I thought, okay, he's now got a lot to do in his job because the first couple of weeks or the first month or so of his new job, he just didn't have a lot to do because they were still getting him trained and getting him used to everything and how the team worked and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, he didn't have a whole lot to do. And now I thought, well, he must now have a lot to do. And so he's staying because he's a workaholic. Mark is definitely a workaholic. And if you give him something to do, he's going to do it. And so he'll get home at whatever time it takes him to get home, you know, so that he can get whatever it is done that he needs to get done. Regardless, I was saying I have a label printer that came in recently for my business, but I 3D printed this frog that I really like, this picture of a frog, and I bought frames at Hobby Lobby for a couple of my pictures, and I bought a frame for this picture. So I put the picture in the frame, and I spent time today trying to get it in there right. It's the size is just slightly smaller than it needs to be to fit snugly in there in the photo frame. And so I tried several different things, but I had some black, not foam core board, but like really thick card construction board kind of stuff. Construction paper, but thicker than construction paper. I don't know. So I cut that out in a square, the exact right size, put that in because it would hide any gaps that were there. I don't know. There's probably some professional way they would do it if they were matting it at a store. They would cut the mat to exactly the right size, but there is no mat in this frame. It's just an 8x8 frame. So anyway, Auntie Scott can do what he wants with it if he wants to put it in a different frame. But I have it all framed, so now I have to make a box because I don't have a box the exact size of this thing, and I don't want to put it in a huge Amazon box or something. But I have my label printer. So today, I actually set up the label printer. I got it. It has an app for your phone. But what I don't know is how do I purchase postage and then print it on that printer? So I've got to figure that out. So I signed up for stamps.com. I think I can do it there. And I think I can do it all on the phone because there's a stamps.com app. But apparently, I have to weigh the box and measure the box and all this kind of stuff, and I have not boxed it yet. So I'm going to try to use this stamps.com app with this label printer and see if I can get it to work. But it seems a little like rocket science to me to get this to work. And I'm sure there's a way to just go to USPS.com or something like that and purchase a label, and then maybe you can select that label printer or something like that as your printer when you go to print it. But I don't know. I figure stamps.com has to be easier, and they say they get a discount on the postage. So they say it's 40%, but it was some amount cheaper to go through stamps.com than it is to go through regular USPS, FedEx, or UPS. At least that's what it said on their website. And I remember Leo Laporte used to always advertise stamps.com. I don't know if you guys remember when podcasts always used to advertise stamps.com. But that was kind of what I did recently is, you know, yesterday I went to Hobby Lobby, and I know I shouldn't go there, but I went to Hobby Lobby and got some frames because I couldn't get to Michael's. And then did my framing today, and now I've got to box it up. So I'm going to do that later. But I also have to work out because we've been doing these splits. Ugh. This working out is a nightmare. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what. I have to do it because, as we heard, I don't want to be like my mother and not be able to walk. And so I have to keep working out, but these workouts are killing me. And I'm not even putting 100%. You ever work out and you're going through the motions, but you're not really... But I kind of get... I feel like I'm a bit all over the place today. Sorry, folks. I just wanted to throw that in there. But I kind of get... I don't know what the word is. Really, I think a lot about my form. And I get obsessive. That's what it is. And so I'm trying to get my back as straight as possible. I hate those where you have to bend over because I am so... obsessed with my back being completely straight that I'm in these positions that are so uncomfortable. And it's probably good. Maybe I have really good form. I don't know. But it really just bugs me. It bugs me that that's all I can think about is my form. So it worked out. I've got to do that today. And I don't know what time we're going to do it. And then I need to cook dinner. So I'm not really sure when I'm going to have time to do all of that. And then work has been super busy. Lots of meetings. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.